Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for me. I am actually broadcasting for the first time ever in my long and illustrious broadcast career from Mexico. And I am actually here with my family. Yes, we are on the wrong side of the border, as they say. Not in the United States of America. We are here with our daughter and our son-in-law and two of our grandchildren who are wonderful. They are four and, well, no, he's not four yet. He's two. He's just an unusually mature boy. He's about to be three on June 11th. And his little sister, Hallie, who is just about 8 months. So it's terrific. And we are literally right by the ocean. Now, let me apologize in advance. This is an experiment. We are broadcasting from the lobby of this very rustic and absolutely lovely seaside resort. You can hear the waves in the background. Occasionally, we may be interrupted by a heckler. The heckler is not human. It is a parrot. Well, he's in the lobby, too, and he has a right to be here in the lobby. And he sometimes lets forth with a really deafening caw that can terrify little people. But in any event, the point is that we're here. And through the ingenious electronic miracle-making of rock star Greg Tomlin and Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, who are back at home in sunny Seattle, which isn't that sunny. It's colder than it is here by the sea in Mexico. In any event, we are able to broadcast with you. We are going to be joined in a little while by two brothers, both of them distinguished academics, who have written a book about the differences between left and right. And it's a short book, because they claim that there are no real differences between left and right, not ideologically, not significantly, that those differences are actually just differences of tribalism and not important. We will be speaking coming up about that book, about the myth of left and right, by Hiram Lewis and Verlan Lewis, who have joined us before. We're also going to be speaking to Megan McArdle, who has a very amusing column about the attempt to take away any offensive words, like the word fat. Is the word fat offensive? Should that be stricken from our vocabulary? This actually seems to echo the move from Stanford, which basically was withdrawn, where they wanted to get rid of any words that were suspect to them, including the word field. For instance, I'm going into the field of broadcast engineering. You couldn't say that because that was supposed to recall the crime and the sin and the original sin of slavery. Why? Because slaves were sometimes called euphemistically field hands. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, a great day for President Trump yesterday. He went to Palestine, Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio. And yes, there's a great deal of bite back about Secretary Buttigieg, who, by the way, nobody mentions him anymore as a potential candidate for president. And what's fascinating is that he had been considered a likely candidate up until recently, but the recent problems in the Department of Transportation, which you wouldn't think were so present and such a big factor, well, those distinctive problems have basically ended the Buttigieg campaign. Plus, there is a huge new piece in Politico, and I was sort of shocked to find it this morning in Mexico. It felt like it was coming not from another country, but another world. A piece that says, hold on, hold your horses, Joe Biden may not be running after all. So who will? We will also get to that. But whoever it is has a very good chance of running against Donald Trump, who made a big point of visiting the residents of East Palestine, Ohio, where they had that disastrous train crash with all kinds of toxic materials thrown into the atmosphere. The Southern Central, the Norfolk Southern Railroad line, which was responsible for all, it says they will pay for all the damage. But will it pay for the wounds and the serious wounds to the lives of the residents of that town, about 5,000 people? Here was President Trump, it's clip two, addressing them during his well-wishing visit. Listen.
To the people of East Palestine and to the nearby communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, we have told you loud and clear, you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. We stand with you, we pray for you, and we'll stay with you in your fight to help answer, and the accountability that you deserve, we'll have that accountability. It'll all be out there very clearly.
Well, that was the former president of the United States, part of his campaign to be the next president of the United States. He also followed a long tradition of political candidates. He offered a sumptuous feast of some of his favorite cuisine that he purchased for the residents and first responders during this epic visit to East Palestine, Ohio. Listen.
Okay, hello, everybody. What's your specialty today?
How are you today? Nice to meet you.
Hello, everybody. That's a nice, beautiful-looking, beautiful people. So I know this menu better than you do.
Okay.
I probably know it better than anybody in here. We're going to take care of the fire department.
Okay.
We're going to take care of the police department.
And what we do is all the people that are in here.
I'm the owner, Mr. President. How are you?
I don't have to give you.
That's right.
It's a good one to own, right?
Yes, it is. One of the best.
So we're going to take care of your fire force.
Okay.
Plus the people that are in here, they're going to get a nice free meal. All right? Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Nice. Good one, huh?
Yes, it is very good. My first store.
Oh, really? Yeah. How many do you have?
I have eight stores.
Whoa. So welcome back. Is he a good boss?
He's a wonderful boss.
Thank you. So we'll take care of everything. We appreciate it.
And that was President Trump offering a McDonald's feast for the citizens and the denizens and the long-suffering individuals who have gone through this terrible train crash in East Palestine, Ohio. Pete Buttigieg also had something to say. He's the Secretary of Transportation, of course, and what he said was overshadowed by the fact that he mispronounced East Palestine while making a veiled challenge to Donald Trump after his visit to the Ohio town. That was yesterday. Listen.
To any national political figure who has decided to get involved in the plight of East Palestine, I have a simple message, which is I need your help, because if you're serious about this, there is more that we could do to prevent more communities from going through this. We've laid out a set of actions that DOT has taken, some of which were already underway, others which we're adding to the agenda. A set of things that the railroad industry needs to do, including better informing communities when hazmat is coming to them, something I've talked to the governor about and strongly agree with him on, and including steps to take care of their workers and their system, and things that we need Congress in order to work on. And again, anyone in Congress who cares about these issues, they are welcome to come to the table and work with us to get things done.
Are they welcome to come to the table to enjoy McDonald's? There is more from Pete Buttigieg in admitting basically that he handled the situation poorly. There is also that blockbuster piece that says, hey, guess what? Biden may not be running. So who are the likely Democrats? Is it Kamala Harris, really? We'll get to that and to much more on The Medved Show, broadcasting from Mexico.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com. Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
I'm sorry, but that is the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the effort yesterday, which I think was politically successful, by President Trump to actually come out of hiding or hibernation, which he's been in for a while. It's been very quiet on the Trump team, pretty much. I mean, relative to the fact that this is not somebody who's noted to be shy, noted to be reluctant to speak out and to gain public attention. It's been pretty quiet from Team Trump since his announcement of candidacy several months ago. And the trip to East Palestine, Ohio, and yes, Pete Buttigieg said East Palestine, Ohio, which is a mistake that other people have made, I think probably including me, but correcting it moments later. Again, embarrassing for Pete Buttigieg. The whole thing is embarrassing for Pete Buttigieg because this is the kind of disaster that really shouldn't happen, especially with the Biden focus on train lines. He is Mr. Trains. And again, the fact that something like this would happen, calling attention to the idea that around the world there are over 1,000 train disasters in the course of every year. It's a serious problem. But the truth of the matter is it also calls attention, and this is something that the undoubtedly the Biden administration will use politically in response to Trump. It also highlights the fact that, yes, we do need improvements in our infrastructure. If something like this can happen regarding infrastructure, that's not a good sign of where the United States is. And given the fact that the bipartisan so-called infrastructure bill, they had a few Republicans, a couple of dozen Republicans voting for it, the fact that they did that will be one of those things that Joe Biden uses if he does change his mind, and it would be a change of mind, and try to come back as president. And here is Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, one-time presidential contender. You could say that he came as close as anyone, really, to unseating Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination last time. And so, okay, now he's in the cabinet, adding to his profound experience as a small city mayor in Indiana. Here is Secretary Buttigieg on his apology, sort of. Clip 17.
A week and a half after the accident happened, in hindsight, without waiting long to address anything, hours after you had addressed, was made up of work crews on highway construction projects just that very day.
The answer to your question is yes. I felt strongly about this and could have expressed that sooner. Again, I was taking pains to respect the role that I have and the role that I don't have, but that should not have stopped me from weighing in about how I felt about what was happening to this community.
And there is Pete Buttigieg. He had, as bad as his day may have been for his presidential aspirations in the future, he didn't have as bad a day as Harvey Weinstein. The former Hollywood mogul, already serving a 23-year prison term in New York State, was sentenced in Los Angeles today to an additional 16 years in prison. That for sexual assault charges. Now, because it's additional and because it's from a separate state, they have now California and New York, it's added on. He doesn't get credit for any time he's served so far or the previous 23-year sentence. So he's looking at 39 years in prison for sexual assault charges. Remember I warned you about the parrot? You may be hearing... Yes, Harvey Weinstein protesting. Actually, what's happening is... The parrot is distinctly unfriendly, and there's a very nice family with two young kids coming up to say, hello, Polly, want a cracker, whatever you say to a parrot, and the parrot was indignant. But you could get some sense of the of the volume of the protest. Speaking of the volume of the protest, no, I think the parrot is bilingual. Somebody else who is not bilingual and who actually had a lot to say. Well, there it goes again. Okay, we're going to go directly to somebody very different who is Emily Kors, the jury foreman in that trial that is going on. It's actually a grand jury investigation. The trial is still coming. But she was the jury foreman in the trial regarding President Trump and his team and their attempts to overturn the election results in the state of Georgia. She has been extremely outspoken and fairly damaging to the prosecution's case, apparently, when she was explaining her, displaying her bizarre behavior and facial expressions in multiple TV interviews in regard to the court case. This on CNN, clip 9.
The sections that were removed were consciously chosen to be removed, and I don't want to say I have better judgment than the judge.
That's totally understandable. Is it, would you say, when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to the name that everyone wants to know about is former President Trump.
Of course.
Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump?
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, you wouldn't... There are no major plot twists waiting for you.
There she is. Coming up, we'll play some of the analysis, even by very anti-Trump analysts, who say this really does hurt the case that the prosecution is trying to make against him. What about the case against Raoul Dahl and the changes that have been enforced on the classic children's book by this once-beloved author? We'll talk about that with Megan McArdle coming up on the Medved Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, my wife and I are MedHead members, and we've listened to you for years.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at MichaelMedved.com. Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust my Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. They're counting nearly 500,000 customers without power in the Detroit area. Just one part of the upper Midwest dealing with a huge winter storm. Airlines have canceled nearly 1,000 flights so far. Another system could bring snow to sea level on the coastline around the Oregon-California border. And for the first time in 30 years, Los Angeles County is under a blizzard warning. Some House Republicans are in Yuma, Arizona today for a Judiciary Committee hearing on immigration. No Democrats are taking part. The interest rate on the most popular type of home mortgage has ticked up. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate now stands at an average of 6.5%, up from 6.3% last week. Add up the value of every house in the USA, and it comes out to about $45.3 trillion. The real estate firm Redfin says that's down by nearly 5% from last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with the jungle background provided here by a parrot who is tethered to his perch in the lobby of where I'm broadcasting from today and where I'm staying with my family, much of my family, not the whole thing, in Mexico. It's actually in Zihuatanejo, and I never pronounced that correctly. But I can pronounce Megan McArdle's name. She is the distinguished columnist for the Washington Post. She's the author of The Upside of Down, Why Failing Well is the Key to Success. And she has a new piece in the Washington Post, Why It's Wrong to Rewrite Raoul Dahl's children's books. Megan, great to speak to you, and I hope the weather is not too inclement where you are. And
It's actually gorgeous. It's 81 degrees here in D.C.
In D.C., it's 81 degrees?
In D.C., yeah. It's really strange. It's a one-day heat wave. It'll be back to 57 tomorrow, but yeah, unlike much of the rest of the country, we are having lovely weather. I'm, you know, out in the sun with my dogs this afternoon.
Wonderful. Well, that must be because of all the good deeds that the people in Congress and in the federal departments are doing on our behalf. Now, you can't blame...
all the hot air being spilled.
Well, that's right. That would raise the temperature to 81. But that still is remarkable, because what you keep hearing about is this monster storm that was supposed to be sweeping across the whole country. And I guess they made an exemption, the weather gods, of Washington, D.C. Speaking of which, it isn't Washington, D.C. It's actually the New York publishing world. I think it is primarily in New York, even though Raoul Dahl, a lot of his copyrights are British. Why should people care? And this is my core question. You refer to a lot of distinguished authors in your piece, and it's different to rewrite Raoul Dahl than to rewrite Shakespeare or Dickens or anyone you would say of lasting greatness. I've always thought Raoul Dahl was kind of overrated, But again, that doesn't mean that there should be some kind of profound allergy to the word fat, which appears now to be stricken from the vocabulary in children's books. So what's the big concern here?
Well, look, I think we'll have to agree to disagree about the genius of Dahl, but, I mean, that's fine, right? There's differences of opinion there are what make a healthy society. And I think that that's exactly one of the major problems with this, right, is that you're picking one perspective and then saying, you know, we're not allowing any dissent. Beyond that, it's ahistorical. What they've done is they've taken an author who was very, very persnickety about his word choice, about other things. They're bulbarizing him. Often the choices are far less interesting than what he wrote. You know, they've edited down some of his vivid imagery into something that's quite a bit more boring. And they're denying children. I mean, not all of the changes are sort of politically correct. Some of them are just, I think, attempting to update the language so that it'll be more familiar to young children. But that's, you know, as someone who basically raised herself in the 19th and early 20th century on children's books, that's a crime of not letting kids sort of appreciate the differences between the past and themselves. And I think also to the extent that you think that we do have better values than the past, which is what's driving a lot, I would say, maybe most of this editing, that's a teaching opportunity. You shouldn't try to hide it from kids. You shouldn't compress, you know, the past into this eternal now, as I wrote in my piece. But instead, you should let them confront the things that they disagreed about, which I think is valuable in a bunch of ways. First of all, it gives them a real sense of what the past was like. Second of all, even more importantly, it lets them see that, like, people that they respect and love, authors or characters, are capable of making grave mistakes. That's a really valuable thing to learn, in part because I'm sure we're making our own mistakes that the past will judge us for, that the future will judge us for. And we would like them to treat us as complex human beings operating in a complex environment who maybe got some things wrong, but were doing the best that they could, rather than kind of like editing us into a morality play where either you've got the bowdlerized version where we're just nice people who happen to think exactly like the people in 2012, you know, 2112 do.
Megan, I hope.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, and his winged partner, the Wasp, Evangeline Lilly, confront a new bad guy in the mysterious quantum realm, where Kang the Conqueror, played by rising star Jonathan Majors, can control time itself in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
You're an interesting man, Scott Lang.
Who are you?
I'm the man who can give you the one thing you want.
What's that? Time.
And as usual with Marvel Universe movies, I want some time back, too, for a hyperactive, spectacular, but mediocre digression that actually feels longer than its two-hour runtime. It's great to see veteran stars like Michael Douglas, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Bill Murray, but all the odd creatures and sets and battle scenes are more tiresome than terrific. Rated PG-13, 2 stars for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Mania. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
The Michael Medved Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Medved Show and tuning in today as we run some best of material. We talk a lot here on the show about becoming a Medhead. That's our premium subscription at michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SPRING40 to get a special discount on membership right now. One of the features you get when you become an exclusive member is our In Light of History podcast. And we wanted to give you a little taste of one of those episodes right now so you can see what you're missing if you're not already a subscriber. And if you are, be sure to check out more of our episodes. We've got dozens and dozens of specific shows just for our exclusive members. Again, it's at michaelmedved.com. So enjoy this sneak peek at one of our In Light of History episodes. This one about Reagan and taxes and what it means for today's politics. Enjoy.
And now, in the light of history.
We've got to teach history based not on what's in fashion, but what's important.
A look into the past for insight on the present, providing context for our current controversies.
We weren't just marking time, we made a difference.
Here's Michael.
Right now in Washington, D.C., no matter what time you may be listening to this, the chances are Republicans and Democrats are fighting about taxes. And the problem is they're not fighting about the right issue, and they're not fighting in the right way. Everybody knows that President Biden wants to raise taxes. The Republicans don't. Republicans lowered taxes during the Trump era. The Democrats were opposed to that almost unanimously. So what's an example of a tax reform that can actually unite people, bring them together? The best example, the Tax Reform Act of 1986 under President Ronald Wilson Reagan. It is generally considered to be, by historians, the most successful tax reform ever. It certainly got an unbelievable level of congressional support when the House passed the Tax Reform Act in 1985. It passed by voice vote with virtually no opposition. And then it passed the Senate the next year in June of 1986. It passed in a squeaker vote, not, of 97-3. So what was the secret for President Reagan and for his partners in this enterprise? His partners were a bunch of Democrats. They included the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, and the Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Dan Rostenkowski, and considered Dick Gephardt in the House. And they also included very prominently Bill Bradley, former basketball star, senator from New Jersey. What brought these folks together? The idea is very simple. It was more than tax reform. It was more than tax cutting or tax raising. It was tax simplification. the idea that we can cut taxes pretty much for everybody, provide all sorts of benefits, and the top tax rate in income was dropped by President Reagan from 50% to 28%. Now, think about that for a moment. That means if you're earning, say, $200,000 a year, which would have definitely put you in the top bracket in those days, if you're earning $200,000 a year and doing very well, you're saving $44,000 in taxes. That's huge. And at the same time, there were 6 million people who were dropped off the tax rolls altogether. Because one of the things that they did is they took 15 different brackets that existed before the law and reduced it to just 4. And part of the whole idea was getting rid of loopholes and special provisions and special deductions. One of the things that the tax reform did that is considered a tremendous success was they allowed the home mortgage interest deduction to continue. But other deductions that you would pay for having taken loans on other consumer items were no longer deductible. And part of what happened with this was it was also pushed very heavily by a new organization called Americans for Tax Reform, organized by my friend Grover Norquist. What was amazing about this was they began by agreeing that it was going to be intended to be revenue neutral. And the whole idea was to save the American people time. And by saving them time, you're also saving them money, simplifying the tax structure. One of the things that it did is it strengthened the alternate minimum tax, which had been introduced back in 1978, to make sure that people with tricky accountants could not get away with paying nothing. In other words, you could choose, rather than going through the whole process of complicated deductions and exemptions and special provisions. The corporate tax rate, by the way, was reduced from 50 to 35%. Now, the result of all of this was terrific for the economy. And most people say, though the economists argue about it, that it wasn't revenue neutral. It probably was revenue positive because the economic growth associated with the Tax Reform Act was so positive. The difficulty, of course, for President Reagan was it was passed in the first part of 1986. He was using some of the tremendous energy he had generated from a landslide victory for re-election in 1984. He won 59% of the vote. Can you imagine? And in that 1984 race, he won one of the biggest landslides in American history. He carried every state except for the home state of his opponent, Minnesota. And it came within 4,000 votes. It was so close for having the only 50-state sweep since George Washington. And, of course, we just had 13 states then, not 50. Reagan used that popularity. He didn't want to just coast. He wanted to change things. And the kind of change that he talked about ought to inspire us, even though shortly after this tax reform passed, he got caught up in the Iran-Contra affair. And despite his enormous popularity and enormous achievements, there were loud voices in Congress calling for his impeachment. But that's a different story. The one story and motto of the whole story for us is to take a page from Reagan's book, which is always a good idea for Republicans, because what he focused on was the one thing that Americans can agree on, which is not arguing about the levels of paying more taxes or less taxes, but just simplifying the whole thing. A situation in which every American gains, because if you talk about the literally billions and billions of hours people spend preparing taxes, then it's a terrific idea to go to that simplification mantra and theme. And this, for Republicans today, who are trying to counteract Joe Biden's efforts to very sharply raise taxes for everybody, I think that one of the ways that they can talk against that is an alternative, which is to potentially raise more revenue for the government, not by raising taxes on everybody or on anybody, but by simplifying taxes for everybody and stopping and cutting short some of the special advantages for various influential groups and groups of taxpayers that are currently part of the tax code. Let's hope for the best, because death and taxes, as Ben Franklin says, are immutable and unavoidable.
We hope you enjoyed that sneak peek at one of our In Light of History episodes. You can find dozens of these that are available just for our MedHead members at michaelmedved.com when you become a premium subscriber. Thanks so much for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
This is Michael Medved at MichaelMedved.com for Town Hall. As the nation struggles with our legacy of racism and inequality, many well-intentioned Americans embrace lies about white privilege, the idea that people of European ancestry enjoy vast advantages based solely on their ongoing oppression of all people of color. But many measures of well-being contradict this simplistic theory. Most recent numbers show white life expectancy declining, while Asian American people can expect to live a full 8 years longer, and Latino children will live on average 4 years longer than whites. Suicide in America claims twice as many lives as murder, and white people have the highest suicide rates, almost double those of black people. The largest number of crime victims, welfare recipients, drug deaths, and most other measures of misery are white. This doesn't mean black families don't suffer from intolerable race-based inequalities that must be overcome, but it's no solution to focus on purported white privilege that actually doesn't exist. I'm Michael Medved.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.